Window seat. This trip, the window seat's mine. It's most difficult to be in the middle seat, with the window passenger on one side and an aisle passenger on the other. Invariably, those seat passengers are overweight, have to use the lavatory, don't speak your language, or want to talk about their kids. The window seat's good because you can look out a spyglass porthole window, see the wing shaking, and try to guess what state or country's below you. If you grow weary, you can lean your head against the plane's thin skin and feel it vibrate until it puts you to sleep. For most of this flight, I don't even see Earth. When you see a break in the clouds, you get to look at water, fields, cities, freeways, runways. Occasionally, a fantasy pops between my ears about landing the plane on clouds and taking a hike, but that whim goes quickly as it comes. Only angels walk on clouds. In the air is the most boring and least risky period of any trip. In the air, your only concern is landing safely. On land, your concerns multiply exponentially.